This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's going on, America? I'm Graham Allen, and welcome to the late edition of Dear America.
Sorry.
Yesterday was Labor Day, and so you guys probably weren't going to listen anyway. This episode is brought to you by our new company, 912 United.
Hey.
You can go right now to 912united.com. We don't launch until Saturday, 9/12, but you can go. You can go to the website right now and register your email to be notified. Here's a hint. If you go register your email right now at 912united.com, spell it out, 912united.com. If you register your email, word on the street is you'll get early access before everybody else.
And
we're expecting to sell out of stuff. So you probably want to go do that. All right. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about today. But first, I want to play this glorious little clip that I just found of Joe Biden.
So good.
Literally just found it. So we're going to play it and then react to it right now. Here we go.
Watch the ads. I'm sure you've seen them, although a lot of Pennsylvanians are seeing them because there's a lot of ads out there right now. They would say that you want to defund the police, and it seems to be trying to frighten some folks. Can you set the record straight on that?
I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police, for community policing. I also think we should add social workers and psychologists help police on 911 calls. The only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump. Look at his budget.
Say what?
He almost said Ronald Reagan. Did you hear that? It was like the only person calling to defund the police is Donald Trump.
Ronald McDonald.
What's 300 billion million? What's that?
Billion million.
300 billion million dollars.
That's a lot.
To the police departments. Wow.
So
that literally just happened. That was literally just uploaded. I think it's amazing that Biden all of a sudden, here's what's happened, ladies and gentlemen. So Biden went from hiding in the basement to realizing Trump's closing the gap, right? Even in the fake polls, Trump's closing the gap. In North Carolina, it's not even a point difference now. It's just over a point difference in Florida, saying that Joe Biden is ahead. So if you believe the fake polls, Biden is trending in the wrong direction. So I think that Biden's campaign legitimately thought that he was going to be able to just sit in his basement and do this thing. And now he's realizing he can't. The Black Lives Matter protesters, all of these people are out of control. They're out of hand. And I think the Democratic Party, we can't say this on Facebook because we're still in Facebook purgatory for monetization purposes. So make sure to go to 912united.com and help us out there. Anyway, I think that they thought that the Black Lives Matter and the riots were going to work in their favor. I think that it's starting to work against them. So they're like, Joe, you got to get out of the basement, Joe. You got to go start talking about this stuff. And so now all of a sudden, Joe Biden's coming out saying that he is the law and order candidate, that he can stop the riots like that, which makes you think, it's like, does that mean that you're like, your party's behind the riots? Maybe, you know, I mean, I don't know. What does that mean?
Stop funding them.
Yeah. You stop paying them off to do all this stuff. But my nose, I feel like I'm holding a sneeze in. And I only say it because we're filming, and I know the camera sees me like trying to hold the sneeze in. I apologize.
Well, I just think that he's alienating moderates on the left, you know, and it's becoming the new social socialist party, more extreme, more radical. And when, say, you're a Democrat, lifelong Democrat, eating dinner at some outside patio and a big group of people start come screaming at you, hitting your cups over, saying, you know, F white people, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Start, you know, wanting some answers for that. And that's when he had to address it. And then he acts like he's been
well,
there the
he
whole
had
time.
To, he had to address it. But here's the problem. And here's where it's going to come back to bite him, is because he hasn't addressed it until now. Mm-hmm. And it is a known thing that Kamala or Kamala, how does she like her name actually said?
I don't know. Kamala, I'm guessing.
I think it's Kamala. I think she,
Kamala.
Which sounds stupid, but I'm calling her Kamala. All right. Kamala Harris actually championed the funding for legal fees for the rioters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so you're claiming that you're the law and order president or presidential candidate, but your running mate literally was helping fund these campaigns to get these rioters and, you know, protesters out of prison. It's interesting.
It's funny to see the evolution of it too. So it starts with, these are protests. And then when the riot started, well, these are peaceful protests. Now when it's just riots, they're mostly peaceful.
Yeah. 93% now, peaceful protests.
Now they have to address it.
Yeah. Well, yes, because it's not peaceful anymore.
And who do they blame it on? They blame it on conservative journalists now.
I did see that. I saw that.
They're blaming it on like Elijah Schaefer saying, if you didn't film it, other people wouldn't want to recreate it. What?
If we didn't film it. So, I don't know if I can say this or not. How do I say this without violating trust in some way? I know a person that works for a network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this person tried to expose some truth. And I'm being very careful because I don't want to betray trust there. But basically this network told her that you can't do that. And the only, basically what's going on now is there are networks, our news, that are making it to where the freedom of information, right, which is what journalism is supposed to like that's like the core principle of journalism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Freedom of Information Act, you know, the ability to put information out there before the public. That was the biggest issue with the mass deleting of those doctors in front of the Supreme Court or whatever it was, mm-hmm. was that don't we as Americans have the right to at least listen to it and then make right. the decision for ourselves, right? So major networks are now saying to journalists that they cannot cover certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're being told by their bosses that they don't need to do that.
Yeah.
And so the news is compromised. The news is compromised. And I've had a lot of people ask me about the Facebook issue that we are currently in. And so I'd like to explain it in detail to kind of talk about what's going on. Because I think that, you know, this episode isn't going on Facebook, so we might as well talk about it.
There you go.
And so, anyway, but before we do that, let's get into a sponsor. Created by credit data scientists, the average ScoreMaster user raises their credit score 61 points in 20 days or less. Not a couple points, 61. One listener raised her credit score 102 points in just 11 days. Another raised his credit score 53 points in 17 days. ScoreMaster is the new science that super boosts your credit score faster and easier than anything you've tried. ScoreMaster puts you in control of your credit. This is how you add points to your credit score fast. Having your best credit score helps in every area of life, getting a home loan, buying a car, refinancing, even getting a job. You should have the power, not the banks. Amen, sister. The ScoreMaster puts you in control. Enroll in minutes and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. You'll be shocked how fast you can do it. Visit ScoreMaster.com/Graham. That's ScoreMaster.com/Graham. Go there now. All right. So Facebook. All right. Let's talk about the whole thing that happened with Facebook. And this is the episode that doesn't go on Facebook. So we're going to have a open discussion as I know it. Okay. This mm-hmm. is as I know it. To be clear, I, Graham Allen, as myself, have not verbally spoken to anyone at Facebook. I've had some email correspondence. I've had some very high up friends that have had some verbal conversations with people at Facebook about me specifically. But this is what we know. Okay. We know that we got in trouble when we shared the very doctor video that we were just talking about.
Yep.
All right. And honestly, if we're being completely truthful, okay. All right. I probably should have waited just a little bit. I should have known that that was going to get us in trouble. And it is. I know a lot of you would probably come to our defense on that. But doing this for 4 years, I should have known that that was a ticking time bomb, and I should have waited at least a couple hours, probably.
It's weird though, because you didn't really have much to say about it.
I just said, "Watch this,
watch it."
I did not say that. What I did in the description was I quoted in quotations, "There's a cure for COVID,"
mm-hmm.
and then I said, "I think I said this is interesting. Everyone needs to watch this."
Yeah.
I didn't say, you know, that I believed these doctors or anything. I posted it anyway. It is what it is. Everybody knows what happened. All right. That video got taken down everywhere. Mm-hmm. Even people talking about the video getting taken down, those videos got taken down. And so what that did was that gave us like this strike against Facebook, and it was a community standards strike. So there are a lot of different ways that you can get in trouble with Facebook. And then they hit us again with that. They finally fact checked us on the Biden, the Antifa.com going to Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. So USA Today, we got a fact check on that. And that was our second strike.
It's still up. You can still do it.
Well,
like Antifa.com.
I know. Yeah. And so, in fact, and the funny thing about that video is at the very end of the video, I specifically say for Facebook and the fact checkers, I'm not saying that Joe Biden is in bed with Antifa. I'm simply saying if you type Antifa.com, it mm-hmm. takes you to Joe Biden for president, which you can still do that. And I knew that anybody can buy a URL and make it redirect. It's just awful ironic, right?
Yeah.
Which was the point of the video. So USA Today fact checked us, and this is what Facebook does. So in the USA Today fact check, their ruling was lack of context. That was the ruling. Because it wasn't not true. They just said that this lacks context, because to basically leave it open-ended, like, you know, we're insinuating this, but Facebook didn't give me a lack of context. If you go there now, it's flagged as false information, which how it can be flagged as false information is beyond me, because you can literally type in Antifa.com right now, and it will take you to Joe Biden for president. So that was strike two. And then strike three came about 10 days ago. And what strike three was, I was on my way to Florida and I saw the video, like you were just talking about, Jake, mm-hmm. about people eating outside and these Black Lives Matter rioters or whatever are coming up and harassing patrons eating at these restaurants. So I literally pull over on the side of the interstate and I make a video about it. And I basically say in the video, this is why everyone should have a concealed carry. It's not unknown that this is the stance that I believe in. This is the hill that I die on, mm-hmm. per se. I am very pro-gun and for a reason. And in the video, I show my concealed carry. I have literally done the snap my fingers and an AR pops up and, you know, in videos for years. All right. This is not uncommon kind of stuff. All right. But the claim was that I violated community standards because I was,
inciting
violence. All right. And so that was strike three. And so what happens when you get three strikes with Facebook? Well, a lot of things. What they did to us is, well, actually, no. All of this was stuff that popped up very quickly to justify what happened. And again, this is just what I know. I know that within a 7-day period, every major conservative voice on Facebook got hit with a red warning label. Your page is at risk of being unpublished. Mm-hmm. That's what I know. I know that every single major conservative voice that I know got hit with that warning.
Yeah. Hodge Twins were just talking about it like last week or something. Yeah.
Charlie Kirk got it. Mm-hmm. Benny got it. Donald Trump Jr. got it. I mean, everyone got it.
Yeah.
And the email that I got from Facebook, and I won't read it, they claim that that actually is just part of their new
guidelines that they have.
Well, no, it's part of their new transparency initiative.
Yeah.
To let people know. So the truth of the matter is, what Facebook was trying to tell me is, I've probably had that warning for like a year and a half mm-hmm. and just didn't know it. But now they're trying to let creators know. So what did they do to me? So what they did to me, along with the Hodge Twins and pretty much everybody else I know, is they took away our ability to monetize videos. Okay. And so, you know, a lot of people are like, ooh, you know, big whoop. Well, to put it in context for you, you know, a lot of our business is run off of ads through video views. And so, you know, it is a major hit. It's a major hit. And you know, what I believe from Facebook, we have, like I said, I haven't verbally spoken to anybody, but it's not the content that I post that was the problem. What was told, it's the content that I'm monetizing is the problem. Mm-hmm. And so basically, it sounds like to me that anytime I want to talk about something that I think is real, we're just not going to be able to turn the monetization on, which seems to be the case across the board, YouTube, everywhere for conservative people. Mm-hmm. And so basically this is my warning from Facebook. Like, hey, you know, we're giving you a 30-day this time of no monetization. Obviously you guys have still seen me. I've been doing some live feeds. Like, we can still post like and all that stuff. But every major conservative just got put on notice mm-hmm. by Facebook. And yep. So, you know, we've been having conversations here about moving forward because, you know, obviously we don't want to lose the page, because if we lose the page, then we lose the message. Mm-hmm. And then we've got 912 launching. And so obviously we need the page for success of that initiative as well. And so what's the answer? Right. So what's the answer? What do you do when your back is up against the wall? How do you do it? And so, you know, me and Jake have been talking a lot about it. We're thinking about just even when the 30-day, suspension is over, just not turning the monetization back on. And the reason why is because earning money through Facebook is what has put us on Facebook's radar. And to me, it's more important to maintain the page for the purpose of the message
right.
than it is to just have Facebook write us a check.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where we're leaning right now is, you know, I mean, it was fun while it lasted kind of thing, but is it really worth them kind of putting a muzzle on us?
Yeah.
Because of the fact that we're monetizing. If we weren't monetizing, none of this would have happened in the right. first place. Honestly, right. they wouldn't have cared. But I mean, and that's just the truth. We just, when we finally started monetizing Facebook, we opened ourselves up to a whole different level of scrutiny. And yeah, I just, you know, the moral side of me is like, well, then, you know, we can't back down, you know, we can't be quiet, you know, right. the election's in literally 8 weeks. Like, yeah. like
good timing, Facebook.
Well, and that can be argued too, but you know, we have things that are bigger than just making money on Facebook. Right. And sure. so anyway, that's the Facebook story. That's what's going on. It's not talking bad about Facebook. I mean, really not. And, you know, and I even in my correspondence back with Facebook, you know, I told them, I was like, hey, I get it. Okay. You know, we violated the community standards, for monetization. Mm-hmm. They're vast. Like there's a lot, like there's a lot of community standards.
And vague.
Yeah. And vague, very, very vague, very, very up for interpretation. And so, and I told him the truth. I wrote in the email, I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, Facebook, you know, I do appreciate the fact that none of you would be listening to this podcast right now if it wasn't for Facebook. So it's this weird double-edged sword kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the answer is at the end of the day, we continue the message, we just turn the monetization off.
Yeah. I mean, they've hit people like the Hodge twins, for example, and we've been blessed enough to have things like Dear America, other yep. things we have going on. It's still a huge hit, but we're still able to do our other things. People like the Hodge twins or, you know, other people who may not have, you know, another show, this and that, you're taking away their ability to have the voice in the first place.
Correct.
So it's not like, oh, they just want to make money. It's
and
like,
that's what you can't lose. Yeah. Like, you can't lose the voice, and the yeah. voice is more important than, or the, excuse me, the message. The message is more important than the money. And so,
right.
Again, you know, we say all that to be honest with you guys and let you know what's going on. And, you know, that's why we're excited about 912 United.
Oh, yeah.
Not only because of the message, and we think it's the right time with the country being divided to hopefully push a different narrative. 912 United is obviously a piece of me, but it's a more unity than me. Like, I'm kind of more of a warhead. 912 United is more of, at the end of the day, we're all Americans and mm-hmm. we need to go there. And so, you know, if you guys want to support us, that's how you can support us. You can support 912 United. And so just go check yeah. out 912united.com. It's not live yet, but you can register your email. And yeah, I mean, you know, that is our way of, you know, if we can get 912united.com and 912 United as a brand up and running, mm-hmm. then it allows us to not be shackled down by needs of advertisers to continue to bring to you guys what we do.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so that's the Facebook story. You can go to 912united.com to support us.
Yeah, I was actually talking to some buddies yesterday about 912, and they just happened to be on the left side of the fence. And so are a lot of my friends. And when I'm talking to them, we always end up having a whole bunch in common, basically everything. We like the same kind of stuff, but politics, you know? And I think that's what people, you know, that it's a reminder of things that we have in common.
Yeah, the idea of 912, and tomorrow, ironically, since this episode is late, we're going to have our Dear America Live, which is really talking about 912.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the whole point is, you know, I mean, yeah, we want Donald Trump to win the election, but at the end of the day, I also don't want America to be burned to the ground at the yeah. same time. And so there, you know, the purpose of 912 United is, yes, to create a company outside of social media, to create jobs for Americans, et cetera. But it's also to hopefully create a message that I feel like most Americans can get around, is that, you know, we're not always going to agree on everything. But anyway, 912 United is pro-America, period. That's what it is. And if you find that controversial, well, then I don't know what to tell you. Up next, we got to talk about Candace Owens and old Cardi B.
Yeah.
And but before we do that, let's get into a sponsor. As we all settle into this new normal version of summer, Bespoke Post is here with customized box of awesome collection for guys guaranteed to upgrade your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has carefully built collections for every part of your life. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code G-R-A-H-A-M. That's Graham at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com. Code Graham for 20% off your first box. All right. And my nose is still like, I'm trying to sneeze this entire episode. It's the lights. Anyway.
It's the lights.
It is the lights.
It's like the sun makes you sneeze.
Isn't that weird how it does that? Like, yeah. That's just weird to me. Like, why does light do those things? Somebody that's like a professor is like, well, actually, blah, 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 blah. I don't really want to know. Okay. I'm not that bored. All right. I don't really care why the sun or light suddenly makes
Whitney
you
and
sneeze.
I figured out what wind was the other day. We were just sitting there outside and we're like, what the crap is wind? So we looked it up and figured it out.
Were you high?
No.
Was this like a...
It's just a weird thought. It's like, where's it coming from?
That sounds like a weed-induced
Dude,
conversation.
What is the wind,
What
bro?
Is wind, bro?
There was no drugs
All
involved.
All right. Speaking of someone who definitely is on drugs, or drugs men
there
and robs
you go.
Them, let's talk about old Cardi B, who got into a heated debate over Twitter and then Instagram Live with Candace Owens.
Very unfortunate.
You know, and I made a tweet yesterday that got me a little attention. I was super proud of it because one of my favorite tweets from Cardi B ever was, I wonder how pee tastes like. Like that's one of my
favorite.
It's one of my favorite tweets from Cardi B is, and that's exactly how she tweeted it. I wonder how pee tastes like. Which is improper. I wonder how pee tastes like. Like that's not a good. It's not a good sentence. I wonder how pee tastes like.
Just TASTE.
I wonder what pee would taste like.
I wonder what
how pee tastes. I wonder. I wonder how pee tastes like. That's just bad.
Wonder pee taste.
Anyway, I make the tweet. I said, I am Cardi B. Went from I wonder how pee tastes like to trying to tell real Candace Owens how Black America should vote in the election.
Yeah.
2020 is wild. And so, so that was pretty much. What was that? Was that me? Oh, that was a calendar reminder. I apologize.
Yeah, and she was decimated. It was brutal. But Candace has always had the class, you know. She's not some hip-hop singer and whatnot.
Well, so. Candace Owens did a really good job because Cardi B started attacking her.
Mm-hmm.
And Candace, in her IG video, the one thing that I liked was, you know, she said, you know, I'm not coming at you for clout or for, you know, popularity points. You stepped into my world. I didn't start trying to rap. You came into politics. And so, you know, when you come into this world and you start claiming things, you need to, you know, be real and you need to be fair. Like Cardi B said some things like, you know, Trump laughs when Black men die.
Yeah.
You know, and Candace Owens was like, you're lying. Like that is a blatant lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she said, produce the tape, produce the video, produce anything that proves that. And I would also say, where's the fact checkers on Cardi B saying, you know, President Trump laughs when Black men die. Where's the fact check faults on that? You know what I'm saying? Why don't these celebrities get fact checked?
Yeah,
we sure do. And literally the things we get fact checked for are in fact true. It's just open for interpretation what you think that means.
Yeah.
You know, Antifa.com does in fact go to Joe Biden for president. You can figure out on your own what you think that means, but we get fact checked, but these celebrities can just throw stuff out there and it's completely fine. Anyway, and so Candace Owens does a great job as she always does. She says, you know, if you actually cared about the Black community, you would know that it's actually Black on Black violence that's actually, you know, taking out our Black men. If you really cared about Black men, you would care about Black on Black violence.
Yeah.
And she says, you know that cops are 18 times more or 18% or whatever it is more likely to be killed by Black men than Black men are to be killed by cops. You know those stats and you know those statistics. But you don't care. You know, Joe Biden talked to Cardi B because he knew Cardi B. This is Candace Owens. He said, Joe Biden knows that you're stupid, that you're taking
advantage of you,
that you're moronic. And that's why he did it. When Joe Biden went on Charlemagne the God, say what you want to about Charlemagne the God. He asked difficult questions.
He at least had real questions.
Of everybody. You know, I will give credit where credit is due. I don't agree with Charlemagne the God on virtually anything. But, you know, he doesn't not pull punches even on Democratic people, you know. And so he's Isn't that also the one where he got Kamala Harris to like talk about smoking weed and all that stuff as, you know, as a lawyer or whatever
it is?
She's
so cool.
Anyway, I thought it was beautiful. Good for you, Candace. Congratulations on your book coming out. Man, talk about like the gods of fortune falling down on Candace Owens.
Yeah.
Like 3 days before your book comes out, you get into a pissing contest with Cardi B for the world to witness, and you just absolutely demolished her. And yeah. So
it's crazy. Anyway, and, you know, I just had a thought that came to my crazy mind. What if one of the,
is this where wind comes?
How does wind,
I wonder how wind come at,
I can hear my hair growing. So I wonder if one of those men that Cardi B drugged and robbed and whatever, wonder if one of them actually identified as a woman when she did that.
Ooh.
Hashtag so she is sexually too. Assaulted women.
Hashtag me too.
Just a thought.
I don't know. Anyway, go check out Candace Owens' book, Blackout. I think it's live today or it's live. It's live this week. I'm pretty sure it goes live this week. Anyway, so that's good there. What else is going on? Let's see. The first presidential debate is coming up at the end of the month. Oh, okay. I'm going to put this on the record right now. All right, I got a bet going on in the office, okay? $20 bet to everyone in the office if I'm wrong, okay? I'm predicting right now for the world to see, and God, I hope this happens and we can rewind this and I can play it. All right, the first NFL game happens this Thursday night. The Chiefs and the Texans, Houston Texans, right?
They better play.
Okay. My bet is this. We already know they're going to play the Black National Anthem first because they've already said that, right? So they're going to stand for that. They're going to kneel for the National Anthem. And my major upset prediction is they're all going to be dressed out and then they're going to walk off the field and not even play. That's my prediction is that I don't think the game gets played. I think that they... because the real season doesn't start till Sunday. I think that they like chalk it up as a tie because you can tie in the NFL. Remember, during the normal season, you can tie. Mm-hmm. And you can have a tie on your record. That's what I think. I think that they're going to do that.
It'll be the last NFL game I watch and the last Chief day that I'm a Chiefs fan.
I'm telling you, that's what I believe. And a lot of people are like, ooh, they would never do that. People have already done it. Like other leagues have already like not played a game.
Yeah.
And so we already know that week one, they have already said, the NFL has already said they're going to play the Black National Anthem before the National Anthem. So I'm already done already. Yeah. So they're all going to stand for the Black. They're all going to kneel for the National Anthem. And my prediction for the office is that they will not play this Thursday. So write it down. If I'm wrong, everybody can write and be like, ha, 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 you suck. You don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, but if I'm right, you're going to go back and go, wow, that Graham Allen, man, he's something. He's something.
By the way, September 15th is when Candace's book.
September 15th. So it's not this week. I'm sorry. I lied. It's next week.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So that's my prediction there. Sunday is going to be brutal for Patriots, not Patriots fans, Patriots as Americans. I just read an article that the Dallas Cowboys players confirmed that the league officials have given them the green light to protest the national anthem. It is going to be disrespect of epic proportions this week and this weekend.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's also going to be college football as well. College football really starts this week. They already had some games last week, but Clemson plays this week. Let's see, a couple other, Notre Dame, a couple other big, Oklahoma maybe. They actually start play this week. I think they're all going to be disrespectful. But the NFL, I'm very interested to see how freaking ridiculous they make this. If you think that, what year was it, 2017, when the majority of people kneeled, and all this stuff was bad. It's gonna be real rough, and that's my prediction.
Yeah.
Mark it down. I got $20 for everybody in the office if I'm wrong.
I mean, Drew Brees, one of the greatest people to play in the NFL,
makes me sick, man.
Now puts a sexual Predator's name on his helmet.
Well, we were talking about this at lunch. You know, why would someone do that? Why? Well, if you're a quarterback and the majority of your offensive line are black, and they pretty much tell you, hey, look, man.
It's bowing.
Yeah, well, no, but you can get seriously hurt in the NFL if people do not have your back.
Yeah.
And that's just the truth, especially the quarterback. You know, if the O-line is mad at the quarterback's got some serious problems.
That's so funny, though, because that's Drew Brees, your quarterback. How else are you going to go to the Super Bowl? You let your quarterback get hurt, you know?
Dude, people are doing crazier things right now. Anyway, you got, like I said, and this is nothing against Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes or anything like that, but you got two star black NFL quarterbacks facing off against each other. I just saw in an interview the Houston's coach saying it's going to be a historic night. That's what he said. I'm telling you, they're going to stand for the black national anthem, they're going to kneel for the national anthem, and they're going to walk off the field. That's why I'm telling you, I hope not. All dressed out too, like they're going to dress out and everything, and they're going to just walk right off the field and leave everybody staring.
That's depressing.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, we'll find out in 2 days. But that's what I think. I mean, that's just a weird thing for the coach to say, right? It's going to be a historic night. Why? Like most people would say, you know, it's going to be kind of weird not having any fans or only having like 10,000 people there. You know, that's going to be odd. Mm-hmm. Most people would say that. To say one thing I can tell you is it's going to be a historic night. That sounds to me like everyone has agreed upon something.
Right.
Is what that tells me.
You know, in KC, you can't do face paint anymore. Can't wear the headdress anymore. Can't do the tomahawk chop, which was like our one. None of it.
Well, you're blatant racist, and it's about time that someone puts you in your place.
Exactly.
For that kind of stuff. Washington Redskins are just the Washington football team.
Yeah. Wow. The Washington players.
Wow. You know what we need to start doing? We need to start having, since sports has gone so political, we should just start having sports editions of the show.
Yeah.
Since they've stepped into our world, maybe we should step into their world a little bit.
For sure.
Anyway, all right. So
I do have some uplifting news.
Go.
One thing to make it all happy. A domestic terrorist set himself on fire on accident over the weekend with a Molotov cocktail.
I saw that.
Caught on film.
I saw that.
Good stuff.
Did you see the remakes where they've got it like with
music
with
to it?
Footloose or whatever?
I haven't seen that.
It's pretty good. It's a Footloose. Yeah. Anyway, so that's good. All right, guys, that's all we have for this episode. Tomorrow we have Dear America Live. We'll probably talk about a lot of what we just talked about now because I kind of really want to put my prediction out there for Thursday night just to like have it out in the universe and just be like, bam, called it.
Boom. Add to the list.
Add it to the list. I've been doing pretty good here lately. Yeah. Anyway, please check out 912united.com.
Yeah.
We launch live from Ground Zero in New York City Saturday morning. It's going to be something special, and I'm really excited about it. But please go support us, support a great cause. A portion of all of our proceeds go to the Dear America Foundation, and the Dear America Foundation's mission this year is to refund the police. So go 912united.com, register your email. That's all we have for this episode. Jake, where can they find you?
Instagram at producer_Jake.
And of course, I'm Graham Allen. That's all we have for this episode of the Dear America Podcast, and we'll see you all again next time.
See you.